Hello, I'm Adrian Iosifescu, your host of the History of the Romanian Jews podcast, and this is episode 37, where we continue our virtual visit of the various Romanian cities and towns which historically had a large Jewish population. We will stay in the northeastern part of Romania and visit the Moldavian town of Botoșani. See its location on the Romanian map presented in the notes. Let me also mention that you just listened to the folk song Fetele din Botoșani, or in English, The Girls from Botoșani, and that a link to the full recording is provided in the episode notes. Botoșani occupies a uniquely significant place in Romanian Jewish history as one of the most heavily Jewish cities in all of Romania. At peak, Jews may have represented 50% of the total population. By 1900, the Jewish population was probably 15,000 to 20,000 out of a total inhabitants of around 30,000 to 35,000. The Jewish community was overwhelmingly Ashkenazi, with strong Galician and Polish roots. Botoșani was a center of Hasidic influence, as several prominent Hasidic dynasties have followers here. Botoșani is located in northern Moldavia, a short distance from the Bukovina border, about 30 kilometers east of Suceava and 120 kilometers west of the Prut River, which marks the border with Bessarabia. This close-to-the-border position made it a natural commercial crossroads. It set on historical trade routes connecting Poland, Galicia, and Russia. Unlike the port cities, which were export-oriented, Botoșani was primarily an import distribution hub, channeling Austrian-Galician manufacturing good into Moldavia. Tombstones from 1540 were found in the old Jewish cemetery of Botoșani. The Romanian historians who studied the town history, Adrian Gorovei and Tiberiu Crudu, pointed out that the 17th century, the Jewish settlement in Botoșani was in dire straits. In Hebrew literature, Botoșani's Jewish kehillah is mentioned in the responsa of the Maharam Mer Gedelat, written in Lublin in 1615, and afterwards in the late responsa of the Bach from 1561. From a document signed by the Moldavian prince Nicolae Mavrocordat in 1745, one can surmise that the Jews were considered to be city folk, meaning that they were town citizens, a status that Jews did not obtain in any other European realm at that time. Thus, they were equal in privileges and in obligations to all the town's residents and even took part in administering the town. These privileges were also approved in a document signed by the Moldavian prince Matei Ghica in March 1754. During the Turkish-Russian War of 1768-74, the Jewish settlement of Botoșani suffered from the Ottoman military attacks when the rabbi of the town was murdered. A document from 1769 noted that in Botoșani, resident merchants were active trading in honey, bull for slaughter, and bulls for sale. Towards the end of the 18th century, large weekly fairs for cattle trade took place here. Despite the high-ranking status of the Jews of Botoșani, clashes did occur every now and then between them and the local population. In 1783, they were labeled with a blood libel, and in 1817, they were in a conflict about enlarging the cemetery. Prince Kalimachi ordered an inquiry and finally announced in May 1817 that the cemetery was 200 years old and the Jewish guild is allowed to bury its dead there. The prince also denied the Christian residents' request to prohibit the Jews from drawing water from the well, arguing that the Jews had always been considered equal to all the other residents. During the days of the Greek Rebellion of 1821, Botoșani Jews were spared from the calamity that the rebels inflicted on Jews everywhere else in Romania. They fought shoulder to shoulder with the Romanian army and succeeded in driving the attackers away. Count Fida von Carazai, who passed through Botoșani in 1818, tells that Jews were allowed to grow beards, a privilege given only to Romanian boyards and priests, that they are dressed like the Turks, and that their trading reached to Leipzig and Brody, trade which included foodstuff, crafts of Saxon origin, Russian furs, beeswax, and tobacco. From the 1832 census, we learned that 40% of the craftsmen in the town were Jews. Only Jews were hatters, makers of donkey sacks for farmers, or water carriers. In 1900, the number of Jewish craftsmen in Botoşan reached 90%. Among the Botoşani Jews were also those with liberal professions, mostly physicians and lawyers. However, there were also many poor Jews who inhabited the so-called poor quarter. In 1908, a cooperative Jewish bank was founded in Botoşan with 231 members called Botoşan. In 1911, a savings and loan bank was founded with 87 members. In Botoşan, there was also a Hebrew printing house owned by Azriel Greenberg, which was known throughout Romania for its prayer books and calendars. Besides their trades, the Jews participated in all city affairs and influenced every aspect of the city's public life. Botoşan at that time had only two synagogues, but over 70 houses of prayer with libraries. In 1861, the Aron HaKodesh, the secret cabinet where the Torah scrolls are kept, was installed at the Temple Synagogue in Târgu Vechi. The temple in Târgu Vechi was renovated after the fire of 1887 and inaugurated in 1889. Avram Yosef Schnitzer, a master from Odessa, worked on the execution of the Aron HaKodesh and on the engravings inspired by the Bible. The first public body that coordinated part of the Kehillah's functions was the Shevra Kadisha, the Ritual Burial Society, and a note from this society from 1740 has been preserved. According to another notebook from 1777, there was one rabbi, one cantor, two slaughterers, and one beadle, a synagogue caretaker. The Jewish hospital in Botoşan was at first a hakdesh, a shelter, founded in 1817 for those sick, mentally ill, crippled, beggars, and the elderly. In 1863, the hospital moved to a separate building rented for the purpose, and in 1877, a new building was built for the hospital, which was revamped again in 1906. The hospital had a very good reputation, and the Romanian peasants preferred that hospital to the government one, saying that the Jewish physicians were much more dedicated and humane. In 1865, in Botoşan, a new Jewish school for boys was founded, one of the first in the country, whose headmaster was the famous intellectual Hillel Kahana. In 1866, the school had 14 teachers and 438 pupils. A school for girls was founded in 1896. Religious education was also very well developed in Botoşan. In 1889, there were in Botoşan 32 heders with over 2,000 pupils. Before the outbreak of the First World War, there were also a kindergarten and a vocational school for girls. A Talmud Torah was founded in 1908, and in 1910, 500 boys and girls studied there. In the same year, 511 students attended the school for boys and 464 the school for girls. Towards the end of the 19th century, the number of Jews in Botoşan grew due to the constant deportation of Jews from the villages and the hamlets of the region, which were conducted according to the orders of the Interior Ministry in 1881, 1884, and 1892. In 1892 alone, the number of deported Jews reached 600. The Jews were allowed to lease manors and be occupied in farming, but were not allowed to live in those villages. Persecution of the Jews in Botoşan continued and became a permanent feature of life. In 1887, when a fire broke out in the Jewish neighborhood and 800 houses were ruined, including the big synagogue and five midrashes, the study halls, and the building housing the Talmud Torah, the firefighters refused to help the Jews in putting out the fire. In 1900, several groups of emigrants left Botoshan on foot as part of the Fusgers movement. Fusger means emigrants on foot in Yiddish. They published newspapers in Romanian, Pedestri, and in Fragiria. The emigration of Romanian Jews on foot was the most unusual and the most dramatic aspect of the great Jewish emigration in Eastern Europe to North America at the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th. As they walked, this group sang in Romanian or Yiddish. They were poor and suffered from hunger, and in many towns, free kitchens were created to feed them. Bands of miserable Jews appeared at the railway stations and ports of some European countries on their way to America. This phenomenon of walking groups was one of the most salient characteristics of the Jewish emigration fever from Romania, given the high number of impoverished, desperate Jews on the brink of starvation, resulting in a dramatic note that impressed and aroused excitement among all the Jews in the country. Yet, the Fusgers from the second wave were not necessarily poor, but they were young, healthy individuals, artisans, workers, and to a lesser extent, clerks. The most pressing reasons for the formation of the Fusgers phenomenon was the bad harvest of 1899 and the May 1899 Yassi pogrom. Jewish people started to organize themselves as military-like groups and flee on foot in early spring of 1900. They primarily left from Moldova, the region with the largest Jewish population in Romania. The Fusgers group usually ranged from 40 to 300 people, although the number would sometimes reach 500 or even 1,000 people in several groups united on the way. For more details on Fusgers, please see our episode number 9, Romanian Jewish Emigration. During the Farmers' Rebellion of 1907, the Jews of Botoshan suffered terrible losses. The rebellion started in the Botoshani district, where Jews leased many manors. On March 4th and 5th, 1907, 1,500 farmers from the surrounding villages attacked the city. From the inns, where they became drunk, they came out to loot and rob Jewish stores and their dwellings. Christian dwellings were marked with a white cross on the wall and windows to prevent them from being attacked. 20 synagogues and 2 schools were also looted. The main street, where the stores of the Jewish merchants were located, looked after they were finished, as one witness said, like after a bomb. The Botoshani Zionist movement was extremely active. Already in 1882, the Hebrew monthly Haor, or The Light, was published here, dedicated to the idea of the national revival in Eretz Israel. The editors were Zvi Elach Teller and Dr. Zilberbuch. A newspaper reporter, Avraham Feller, was a delegate from Botoshan to the 11th Zionist Congress in Vienna in 1913. When the Soviet army entered Moldavia, Botoshan local authorities and a large part of Romanian population took refuge from the Soviet army advances. The only ones who had remained were some of the members of the Jewish community. When the Russian army entered Botoshan on April 4, 1944, the city was surrendered officially by the head of the local office of the Center of the Jews in Romania. Without anything being recorded, but still known by almost all Botoshani residents who are over 60 years old, the Jews assumed the leadership of the city and declared it the Jewish Republic, to which the Russians would have added the Soviet Jewish Republic. Even the mayor of the city was a member of the Jewish community, Emil Ardaleanu. The Jewish intellectuals and merchants, in the absence of the Romanian administration, led the city for 2 weeks. A strange event of the Second World War, this Potoshani Soviet Jewish Republic story. After the Second World War, many of the Jews deported from the surrounding villages settled in Botoşan, as well as refugees from Transnistria and those from regions that later became part of the Soviet Union, especially northern Bukovina and Bessarabia. After several years under communism, most of the Jews eventually emigrated to Israel. As we did for all the other cities, we'll start the list of town personalities with its remarkable rabbis. A famous rabbi from the Botoshan area was Rabbi Avrohom Matishianu Friedman, also known as the Shtefaneshti Tzaddik. He is considered one of the most important figures of the Hasidic movement. His tomb became the most important place of pilgrimage in Europe for Hasidic Jews. They come annually to pray at the tomb of the so-called angel. For more details on Rabbi Avrohom Matishianu Friedman, please see our episode 29, Remarkable Romanian Rabbis and Tzaddikim. Another important rabbi was Rabbi Dov Bernstein, one of the leaders of the Mizrahi in Romania. He published several books, including the Book of Wisdom and Ethics. Another book was on ritual slaughter in the light of science from 1938, as a response to a book by Radulescu Calafat against ritual slaughter. He served in his role until 1950 and then emigrated to Israel, where he served as the chief of the rabbinical court of Tel Aviv Yafo. Now let's discuss some of Potoshani's well-known artists, intellectuals, and civic leaders. One family that should be mentioned is the Blumford family, who was very active in grain brokerage and agricultural finance. Saya Blumfeld, born in Botoshan in 1896, was a major business owner. The other person, Zev Blumfeld, was also born in Botoshan, attended yeshiva in Sighetu Marbatsi, and in 1905 he came to Chernowitz and there took up his general secular education, studying at the university. In 1909, Zev Blumfeld left for Paris, where he studied at the Sorbonne and became a resident of Paris. He published his first article in 1913 concerning the Provençal writer Frédéric Mistral. He wrote for Yiddish language newspapers and periodicals in Europe and the United States, literary critical articles, correspondence pieces concerning Jewish life in France, and translation from Dutch, German, and mainly French. Another important member of this Blumfeld family was Rosa Blumfeld, who was a typical representative of the Botoshani merchant women and played an active role in the family business. Another important Botoshani family is the Averbuch family, among the most prominent merchant families in town, involved in the textile and import trade with strong Galician connections. We should mention Kaufmann family, who was involved in the Austrian import trade, typical of the Botoshan commercial elite. Then Abramovich family was another prominent Botoshani Jewish family involved in commerce. The Shapira family was connected to both commerce and religious leadership, illustrating how the two spheres intertwined in the Hasidic community. The Zomer family was a very rich Botoshani merchant family. The Jewish merchant Hirsch Sommer built in 1860 a beautiful house using French craftsmen. After his death, it housed a theater where famous troupes of the time gave performances, including the brothers Vladicescu and Matei Milo, Constantino Tara, as well as the troupe of actors led by Mihail Pascali, which included the famous poet Mihail Eminescu as a prompter. The same Hirsch Sommer was the leader of the local Jewish community who welcomed in 1859 the Prince Alexandru Ioan Cuza upon his arrival in Botoshan. Another remarkable family was the Weinstein family, who owned most of the town's breweries. One of the favorites of the wealthy people was Spuka's brewery. It actually belonged to a wealthy Jew called Buka Weinstein. This brewery was luxurious. Only people with money came here. They served luxurious snacks and drank the best beer. Even the place was positioned to satisfy all needs. It was cool in the summer and warm in the winter. It was one of the favorite places of the rich, especially in the hot season, said the town historian Median. Another famous brewery was the Kalubalan, the Pale Horse, where the famous Chishmap beer, plump beer, was served. It was produced in Botoshan, but it was luxurious according to German and Austrian recipes and with water which was said to have magical properties and flown a few kilometers outside the town. Of course, much of the Chishma beer production was exported, being preferred in Hungary and Austria. Finally, let's talk about the Teller family, with the two brothers, V. Elazar and Israel Teller, Galician educators and writers who were immensely influential in shaping the intellectual and academic environment for local Jewish youth. An interesting Jewish person from Botoshan was Berish Moscovich, a well-known banker of Jewish origin, who was friends with King Ferdinand I, welcoming the king twice in 1917 in Botoshan. Another remarkable personality from Botoshan was Reuven Feuerstein, who was born in Botoshan into a large, poor Orthodox Jewish family, a prodigious child who read Yiddish, Hebrew, and Romanian by age 3. He emigrated to British Mandate Palestine in 1944 and became one of the world-leading educational psychologists renowned for developing the theory of structural cognitive modifiability and the concept of mediated learning experience, the idea that human intelligence is dynamic and can be substantially developed at any age. Isidore Isu was born Isidore Goldstein in Botoshan. He emigrated to Paris in 1945 and founded there Lettrism, a radical avant-garde art and literary movement that influenced later movements including Situationism. A poet, filmmaker, economist, and visual artist, he was one of the most provocative figures in the post-war French culture. For more details, please see our episode 13, Jews and the Romanian Cultural Avant-Garde. Max Blicher was a well-known writer whose father was a successful Jewish merchant and the owner of a porcelain shop. After graduating from high school, Blicher left for Paris to study medicine. Shortly thereafter, in 1928, he was diagnosed with spinal tuberculosis and forced to abandon his studies. For the remaining 10 years of his life, he was confined to his bed and practically immobilized by the disease. Despite his illness, he wrote and published his first piece in 1930, a short story called Herant, in Tudor Zarghezi literary magazine Billette de Papagal. He contributed to André Breton's literary review Le Surréalisme au service de la Révolution and carried on an intense correspondence with the foremost writers and philosophers of his day, such as André Breton, André Gide, Martin Heidegger, Ilarie Voronka, Joe Bogza, Mihai Sebastian, and Sacha Panna. He continued to write until his death in 1938 at the age of 28. During his lifetime, he published two other major works, Întâmplări în Irealitate Imediată, Adventures in the Immediate Irreality, and Inimi Cicatrizate, Scared Hearts, as well as a number of short prose pieces, articles, and translations. Surica Braverman, born Sara Spachner, was the only Romanian woman among the Jewish volunteers in Palestine to be parachuted back in Romania, and she was born in Botoshan in 1919 and was active in the local organization of Hashomer Hazair. She immigrated to Palestine in 1938 and received her education at the Agricultural School for Girls in Ayanot. She enlisted in the Palmach, where she learned that candidates for parachutists were being sought behind the Romanian front. Surica was sent for training in Egypt and then parachuted into Yugoslav territory among the partisans from where she was to enter Romania. When Romania turned its weapons against the Axis, she was recalled back to base. In 1945, she took over the responsibility of military training for women in the Haganah. In 1948, she was among those who laid the foundation for the Israeli Women Army. For more details on this parachuting event, please see our episode 22, Romanian Jews Parachuted Back into Romania. Andrei Călărașu, born Bernard Gruper, was from Botoșan and grew up actually in Iași. In 1941, Bernard, his father and his brother were survivors of the Iași pogrom and the death train. Călărașu was returned to Iași with some of the few survivors of the massacre and sent to hard labor. He was liberated with the arrival of the Red Army in the summer of 1944. Bernard studied at the Academy for Theatre Arts in Iași and in Bucharest. He directed many classical theatre plays and in the 1950s began to work in the film industry. He directed a number of full-length features, winning several prizes and later became a lecturer on film and television. In 1965, Andrei emigrated to Israel. He began to work in the Hauhel Theater and the Beit Zvi School for the Performing Arts, where he established a film and television track. He also directed skits on the Israeli Army Radio and was a member of the founding team of Israel Television. He worked at the Israel Broadcasting Authority in television and in radio for some 30 years, directing hundreds of programs. Yaacov Psatir was born in Botoșan in 1820 and was the first chronicle of the Jews in Romania. His books are famous in Yiddish and in Hebrew, called Cronica Țărilor Românești, Întâmplări și Poziții din România, Cartea Amintirilor, and many others. Alexandru Grauer was a famous Romanian linguist. Born into a Jewish family in Botoșan, Grauer graduated from the Faculty of Letters of the University of Bucharest and the École Pratique des Beaux-Arts in Paris. He obtained a Doctor of Philosophy degree from the Sorbonne. After returning to Bucharest, he became involved in the academic life and published studies in different periodicals. Grauer founded and was the principal of the Liceul Particular Evreiesc, the Jewish private high school. In 1946, he started teaching at the university level. In 1955, he became member of the Romanian Academy. Between 1954 and 56, he was the dean of the Faculty of Letters at the University of Bucharest. He wrote many papers and articles on classical philology and etymology. He had many contributions in the field of linguistic, phonetics, and grammar of the Latin and Romanian languages. Constantin Grauer was one of the leaders of daily journalism, a thinker, a writer, a fighter, as Branișteanu said. He was born in Botoșan in 1880, and he devoted his entire life to journalism. Publicist in the Western sense of the word, of articles with political and social themes on topics such as Manasseh, critical notes, freedom of the press, from the history of the Romanian socialism, portraits, etc. Constantin Grauer is the definition of the true intellectual, once said the poet Tudor Arghezi. Henryk Sienkiewicz was a literary critic and biologist. He was born in Botoșan, but he pursued two entirely separate careers, one scientific and the other one literary. His polemical gifts revealed themselves in the article which he contributed, some under the pseudonym Hassan, to leading Romanian periodicals and newspapers. He held that literary works contain two types of phenomena, the sociological and the psychological. The form was to be clarified and coordinated on the basis of materialistic principle of history, the latter on what Stanilievich himself termed differential psychology and the psychopsychology of race. Stanilievich particularly opposed ultranationalist tendencies in the Romanian literary circle, and from 1903 published critical essays and studies written in a vigorous and uncompromising spirit. The most important were collected in Încercări Critice from 1903, Cercetări Critice and Filosofice from 1916, Studii Critice 1920, and many others. Solomon Stanilievich was a painter, portraitist, landscape painter, woodcutter, born in Botoșan in 1878. He studied fine arts in Germany and France. In 1916, he exhibited under the auspices of the Libertatea Circle. He died in 1917 in the War of Romanian Reunification, a fact also mentioned by the historian Nicolae Iorga in the work Our War in Daily Notes. Simon Stanilievich was a mathematician born in Botoșan in 1870. He did his primary and high school studies in Botoșan. Then he was colleague in the early years with Nicolae Iorga at the Faculty of Science of the University of Bucharest, and later a specialization study in Paris. He had major contributions in the higher education. It is worth mentioning that in 1876, Goldfaden, the father of the Yiddish Sierra, was with his troop in Botoșan. But at the outbreak of the Russian-Romanian-Turkish War of 1877, the actors were forced to hide in the attic of the house because of the Romanian army recruitment style, where they would grab young people off the street like being caught with a lasso. This inspired Goldfaden with the idea of a vaudeville in three acts called Die Rekruten. The first original play presented by the Jewish theater brought before the Botoshani public as soon as the recruitment activity calmed down. Let me close the Botoshani visit with a quick note. The town is also very important to me because my maternal grandfather family came from there. This concludes this episode. In the next episode, we'll be visiting the major city of Iași. Until then, be well.